Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Chad Curtis. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The right fielder, Bobby Higginson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Cecil Fielder. Batting fifth. The DH, Kirk Gibson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Travis Fryman. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Franklin Stubbs. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Chris Gomez. Batting ninth. The catcher, John Flaherty. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, David Wells. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Pat Listach. Batting second. The third baseman, Jeff Cirillo. Batting third. The first baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Vaughn. Batting fifth. The catcher, Joe Oliver. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Turner Ward. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Matt Mieske. Batting eighth. The center fielder, David Hulse. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jose Valentin. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Cal Eldred. And now, play ball. Chad Curtis is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Curtis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Trammell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Trammell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Higginson is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Higginson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seitzer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Higginson for the out. Trammell moves to second. Two outs. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Fielder hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Listach strikes out. One out. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Cirillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Vaughn takes first base on ball 4. Seitzer moves to second. Joe Oliver is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Oliver strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Listach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Fryman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Franklin Stubbs batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Stubbs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Listach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fryman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Mieske hits a fly ball into center field. Curtis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. David Hulse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hulse hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fielder scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hulse for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chris Gomez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gomez strikes out. 1 out. John Flaherty is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Flaherty hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chad Curtis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Curtis is 0 for 1 in the game. Curtis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Curtis. The throw from Oliver and he is out, Listach applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin strikes out. 1 out. Pat Listach batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Listach is 0 for 1 in the game. Listach hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cirillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Cirillo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gomez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Seitzer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Higginson. Seitzer reaches second base with a double. Listach goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Brewers. Greg Vaughn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Vaughn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Listach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bobby Higginson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Higginson is 0 for 1 in the game. Higginson takes first base on ball 4. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Higginson moves to third. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fielder is 0 for 1 in the game. Fielder strikes out. 2 outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 1 in the game. Gibson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Higginson scores. It's Tigers, 1, Brewers, 1. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fryman is 0 for 1 in the game. Fryman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Joe Oliver is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into center field. Curtis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gomez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Mieske is 0 for 1 in the game. Mieske hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fielder scoops it up and throws to first, with Wells covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Brewers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Stubbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Stubbs hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chris Gomez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gomez takes first base on ball 4. John Flaherty is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Eldred fires to first and picks off Gomez. 2 outs. John Flaherty is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Flaherty is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Flaherty strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. David Hulse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hulse is 0 for 1 in the game. Hulse hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wells fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Valentin is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentin bunts towards third. Fryman fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Listach is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Listach strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Brewers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Chad Curtis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Curtis is 0 for 2 in the game. Curtis hits a pop-up towards third. Cirillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a pop-up towards third. Cirillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Higginson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Higginson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Higginson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Listach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Cirillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Cirillo hits a line drive into left field. Stubbs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Seitzer strikes out. 2 outs. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Vaughn hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Fryman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Brewers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Fielder is 0 for 2 in the game. Fielder hits a fly ball into right field. Mieske settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Gibson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gibson strikes out. 2 outs. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Fryman is 0 for 2 in the game. Fryman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Stubbs is 0 for 2 in the game. Stubbs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Freeman moves to third. Milt Kiler pinch runs for Franklin Stubbs. Chris Gomez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gomez is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seitzer scoops it up and throws to first, with Eldred covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Milt Kiler now playing left field. Joe Oliver is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Oliver is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kiler. Oliver reaches second base with a double. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Oliver moves to third. One out. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Mieske is 0-for-2 in the game. Mieske takes first base on ball 4. David Hulse is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hulse is 0-for-2 in the game. Hulse hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Oliver scores. Mieske moves to third. It's 2-1, Brewers. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Valentin is 0-for-2 in the game. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to home to get Mieske. Hulse moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Listach is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Listach hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeman fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Danny Bautista pinch hits for John Flaherty. Danny Bautista is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bautista hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mieske throws the ball into Seitzer, who tags Bautista trying to return to first, for the out. 1 out. Chad Curtis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Curtis is 0-for-3 in the game. Curtis hits a line drive into center field. Hulse settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bobby Higginson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Higginson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Higginson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Tigers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ron Tingley now catching. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Cirillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Cirillo hits a fly ball into center field. Curtis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Seitzer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Curtis. Seitzer reaches second base with a double. Fernando Vina pinch runs for Kevin Seitzer. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Vaughn is walked intentionally. Joe Oliver is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Oliver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Oliver hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tingley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Turner Ward batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ward is 0-for-3 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff now playing first base. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Fielder is 0 for 3 in the game. Fielder hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Tigers, 2, Brewers, 2. Graham Lloyd now pitching. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Gibson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gibson hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Travis Freeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Freeman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Milt Kyler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Henman now pitching. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mieske is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mieske strikes out. 1 out. David Hulse is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hulse is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hulse hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fielder scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hulse for the out. 2 outs. John Doherty now pitching. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0 for 3 in the game. Valentin hits a line drive into center field. Curtis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Brewers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Chris Gomez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gomez is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ron Tingley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Tingley hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Chad Curtis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Curtis is 0 for 4 in the game. Curtis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tingley moves to third. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Trammell is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Trammell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hulse. Trammell reaches second base with a double. Tingley scores. Curtis goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Tigers. Bobby Higginson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Higginson is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Higginson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lloyd fields it and has Trammell trapped. There's the throw to Listach and over to Cirillo, who tags Trammell for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Cecil Fielder batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Fielder is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Fielder hits a line drive into center field. Hulse settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Pat Listach batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Listach is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Listach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Cirillo is 0 for 4 in the game. Cirillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. BJ Surhoff is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gomez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Milwaukee Brewers, 2. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.